Wake Up with Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze from the bigsmoke.com.au. Alex Center, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are things in the grand old town of the US of A?
It's lovely. It's going into summer, so it's very pretty.
Oh, beautiful. You sticking around over there for the entirety of summer, or are you thinking about popping back down under?
We're coming back to Australia in about a month.
Lovely. That'd be not well. Enjoy it while you can. Because let me tell you, it's already started to get a little chilly over here in Australia.
I can imagine.
Let's talk college degrees via TikTok. Really? Is this a thing, Alex?
Okay, so imagine this. You visit a friend and you want to tell them about how your son or daughter has gotten into a great degree at university, Duke University, actually. And your friend says, oh, what are they studying? Is it law? Is it medicine? Is it, you know, finance? No, it's how to be an influencer.
Really?
And it's TikTok related. So this is an actual college degree from Duke University that's looking into how do you, you know, distribute yourself across different platforms? How do you see success as an influencer? How do you work with online brands? How do you make sure that you're, you know, acquiring an audience? And how do you monetize that? So, you know, some people think it's a good idea, but it is, you know, it's not for everyone, but some college students have found that, you know, they're seeing a $55,000 to $100,000 a year, you know, salary from using TikTok alone.
We should have seen this coming. I mean, influencers, you look at them, you go, oh, come on, please. But in the background, they're actually making, as you just said, they're actually making some decent coin, aren't they?
I mean, some of the top TikTokers in the world are making more money than some of the top CEOs across global conglomerates. So, you know, there is a lot of money in this. Now, of course, it's misleading because you have to have a specific niche or a bent to be that popular on TikTok. It's not just for everyone. Trust me, my dogs have tried.
Yeah, dogs don't make the best influencers, but they can be good influencers if they've got a good human behind them, Alex. Someone who knows what they're doing. So obviously, you need to go and get a college degree in TikTok from Duke.
I need to study online.
Yeah, you do. Speaking of studying, some research has found those with anxiety walk in a similar way to those who are elderly. Now, anxiety is a huge part of too many people's lives, and this is having a great effect on them, even in the way they walk, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, so basically participants in this particular study were asked to take a mood test. So this is a standard mood test so that the researchers could establish their level of anxiety. And then they were asked to do a two-minute walk around a curved track. And they had to walk on different elements. So, for example, wearing mobility sensors. And they were having to measure their balance as well. So what they found is that those who were suffering from anxiety were also walking in the same way and at the same pace as somebody who was much, much older, so particularly resembling people who were elderly and afraid of falling.
Yeah, anxiety is such a terrible, terrible thing to live with day in, day out, and trying to get on top of it. Very, very difficult, and it has side effects like that. Alex, to wrap up this morning, and I've never, ever done this, but new research has found that men change their political and social views based on who they're dating.
Yep, so this is a study to look into whether or not you were likely to change your views based on a date. What the study actually found is that there's a popularity amongst potential dating partners that impact men, but not women, socio-political attitudes. So, for example, in the study, men were more likely to talk about political issues or social issues that they thought would impress the date that they were on.
Yeah, not happening. I know who I like to vote for. It's a bit of a family tradition for me. And that's just the way it is. But, yeah, doesn't matter who I date. And look, you know, I've got a lovely wife, so I won't be dating anyone else.
Is it not a problem you have to worry about?
Yeah, not a problem I actually have to worry about. And you're in the same boat as well, just a few months ago, getting married to Mark. So it is what it is for us. Alex Center, always great to catch up. Take care over in the US, and we will shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you so much.